Welcome to the Tom Nicola Podcast, the audio version of my online articles, where I cover topics on nutrition, fitness, supplementation, personal growth, and more, all in the tenacious pursuit of optimal health. If you like what you hear, be sure to check out my ebooks and training programs. Just go to tomnicola.com. To keep the conversation going from this article, guys, head over to the Vigor Facebook group, and ladies, head over to the Vigoress Facebook group. Now, on to today's article. My 30-second accidental meditation experiment. I hardly noticed the guy behind me, grunting like he's having an orgasm. Instead, I'm zoned in on the second hand of my stopwatch. It's like a one-direction metronome. Tick, tick, tick. A text notification pops up on my phone screen, and I quickly wipe it away without looking at who it's from. Tick, tick, tick. From the corner of my eye, I catch a lady doing some movement she must have seen from a Jane Fonda video. That's not going to do anything. Eyes on the clock, I think. Tick, tick, tick. Whenever my mind wanders, I draw it back to the stopwatch. I programmed this block of Vigor Strength Athlete with 30-second rest periods and lots of sets. I find myself cherishing every second of my rest periods, never feeling like they're long enough. Though I don't often include such short rest periods in the training program, I did so in this training block for a few reasons. To increase muscular stress by keeping the rest periods short enough that you don't fully recover before the next set. To use lighter training loads, light enough to give joints and the nervous system a break. We worked them pretty hard in the previous training blocks. To improve physical stamina and staying power by doing much more work in each session than usual. I planned these short rest periods specifically for the physical benefits. I wasn't expecting the mental effects, including better focus, reduced stress, and mental refreshment. Multitasking my training sessions. Several years ago, I developed a bad workout habit. It isn't as dumb as drinking beer before a workout or smoking cigarettes after, but it's dumb nonetheless. In an attempt to be more productive during my rest periods between sets, I'd answer emails, respond to comments on Facebook, reply to text messages, research topics for articles, or even knock out a few sentences of a blog post draft. I thought I was more productive, making use of every nook and cranny in my calendar. And while I might have made a tiny bit of progress in my to-do list, multitasking during my training sessions affected my mental outlook in a way I didn't understand until recently. You know how silent it seems when you sit in a car after being at a concert? You don't realize how loud it was until you sit in your car in silence. I didn't realize how frazzled I felt following my workouts until I finished my workouts without feeling frazzled. My recent training sessions, with only 30 seconds to rest, didn't allow me to multitask. And by eliminating the multitasking, I no longer felt frazzled. It reminded me of a book I read last year, Deep Work by Cal Newport. I remembered reading about Newport's explanation of task switching and attention residue. Task switching and attention residue. Task switching is the mental and physical act of turning your attention from one topic, activity, or problem to another. In my case, I'd focus all my attention on executing an exercise, and then 15 seconds later, turn my attention to a work-related task. 2 minutes later, I'd try to mentally let go of whatever I was working on and put my complete focus on another set. I'd repeat that cycle over and over for my entire training session. Just as your exercising muscles produce a byproduct called lactate, task switching produces a byproduct called attention residue. It's leftover mental and emotional attention hanging on in your head from a previous task as you begin working on a new one. As attention residue builds up, so does your level of stress and mental fatigue. Of course, this isn't unique to the gym. It's everywhere. Workplace interruptions, productivity, and employee satisfaction. A 2011 study showed that knowledge workers get interrupted 85 times per workday. That's more than 10 times an hour in an 8-hour shift. And that was 2011. It's probably much worse today. Some research also shows it can take up to 15 minutes after an interruption to get back into a focused state needed to get quality work done. If you're interrupted 10 times per hour, it's literally impossible to get focused enough to do your best work. And if you don't do your best work, you won't be as satisfied at work as you could be. Quote, if we give rapt attention to important things, and therefore also ignore shallow negative things, we'll experience our working life as more important and positive. Cal Newport, Deep Work. Finding focus, 1 second at a time. In my observational study of one, I found that by remaining focused only on my workout for the hour or so I trained, I ended my workouts feeling happier and less stressed. My iPhone stopwatch app became an unexpected meditation tool. The brief rest period kept me from opening other apps or at times even strolling to the water fountain. The clock itself became something to focus my eyes and attention on. My thoughts about other stuff I needed to do, the people around me at the gym, or even the exercises I still had to do were consistently replaced by the time I had left before my next set. Focusing my attention on either the exercise I was doing or the short rest period before I had to do it again held my attention on one thing, my workout. And at the end of my workout, I felt mentally refreshed, even though I was physically wiped out. I realized this principle holds true in other areas of my life as well. For example, while I'm writing this article, I have one thing in front of me, the article. And in this actual digital article, there's a picture of what my screen looks like. I've got numerous apps and windows open in the background, but while I'm writing, nothing else is on my screen and no notifications will pop up over the app I'm writing with. I write until I'm done. And some days, that means I'm working on it all day. Emails and text messages get put off until the next day, or as I mentioned in the past when I've been at the gym. The lesson for me, though, was that I need to apply the same principle in the gym that I do when I'm at my desk. When I train, I train. When I work, I work. When I play, I play. What's the point here? At a minimum, I thought this insight was worth sharing for those who multitask during their training sessions. But like many other aspects of strength training, the principles that apply to training sessions also apply in the real world. If task switching causes so much stress in a single hour of exercise, imagine the impact over a workday or a work week. Perhaps by doing just one thing at a time, you'll get a lot more things done and be much happier doing so. As for me, I'm dropping the bad habit of multitasking during training sessions. The only work I'll do from now on will be part of my workout. Thanks so much for tuning into my podcast and listening to this audio article. If you enjoyed it, please share the audio or written version with others. If you enjoy the podcast, please rate it in the iTunes store. Until next time, get on with your tenacious pursuit of optimal health.